You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies starring Colin Farrell, Melissa McCarthy, and Idris Elba. Our first movie is Thunder Force, and it's a lame superhero comedy that misuses such fine talents as Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer, who both rely on obligatory situations and cliches just to keep things rolling along. They play old friends who break up and reunite when the former finds the latter at a laboratory dedicated to giving people superpowers to fight off Chicago's deadliest foes, known as the Miscreants. McCarthy violates her no-touching policy, of course, and accidentally takes a serum. Now she requires special training from Spencer to become a superhero, and together they form a team known as Thunder Force. The villains are also lamely developed, and they include Bobby Cannavale posing as a mayor candidate bent on taking over Chicago, but the one interesting element in the movie that it should have expanded on more instead of giving us this formulaic plot is when Jason Bateman appears as a man mutated with crab claws, whom McCarthy has a thing for. That could have been a fun romantic comedy if it went in that direction, but instead it has to rely on McCarthy hurting herself and Spencer being the plucky scientist. There's no energy or flexibility in Thunder Force, which is the fifth movie McCarthy's husband Ben Falcone has directed. He and she can't seem to grasp that they're talented actors guided by the right people who know the material, but not when they try to do things on their own. 1.5 stars. Our next movie is Voyagers, which starts off promising but ends up running out of oxygen. It takes place in the future when humanity grows children in the labs and sends them on an 80-year-old voyage to another inhabitable planet in hopes of mankind prevailing. The youngsters on board are required to take a special vitamin water, which drugs them into being dull and more focused on the mission. And when they stop drinking it, all hell breaks loose. The cast consists of Colin Farrell as the oldest scientist on board, along with Ty Sheridan, Lily Rose Depp, and Fionn Whitlock, among others, as the young Voyagers. I was impressed by the first half of Voyagers because of its concept, which echoes Lord of the Flies and 2001 A Space Odyssey, has some good performances, and uses an excellent production design, but the other half has to succumb to the typical sci-fi drama cliches and doesn't give the characters their places. Some of them are wise, while others are just typical, and I was expecting more out of them. It's a mixed bag for me, but I think you're better off seeing the first half and then going out for drinks during the second. 2.5 stars. And our last movie is Concrete Cowboy, which tells the story of a troubled teen named Cole, played by Caleb McLaughlin, who is sent to Philly to live with his estranged father, played by Idris Elba, who happens to be an urban cowboy. The film is based on the book Ghetto Cowboy, which fictionalizes the real-life African-American horse riding culture and the Fletcher Street Urban Riding Club. The boy has trouble redeeming himself, but is able to find some value in his new life. Some subplots aren't fully developed, but Concrete Cowboy is mostly about a boy needing a chance to change his life and how he finds himself in familiar and unfamiliar territories. McLaughlin is exceptional in the ways he eases into his character's emotions, while Elba delivers his best work in years as his father. The movie has the nerve to overcome its cynicisms and temptations and provides vivid characters in routine situations, but with more sense than they're given credit for. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I reviewed this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.